A new school year is underway for students, teachers, and parents across Northern Nevada. It's also the second year for Washoe County School District Superintendent Dr. Susan Enfield. She and the district announced its three-year roadmap for the district. I chatted with Dr. Enfield earlier this week to learn more about what she's hoping for this year, the historic education budget passed by the legislature, and how to create personal connections across all schools. We're at a new school year, so I guess, can you just tell us a little bit about your vision here for this school year and beyond?
So we spent the better part of last year working with staff and community members and students developing our three-year strategic plan, which the board formally adopted and which we launched at our staff kickoff. And so we're very excited for that because now we have a roadmap and a vision for our work for the next several years. I think it's important that all staff understands sort of not just what we're doing, but why. And so rather than a mission or a vision, we have what we're calling our WCSD promise. And that promise is to know every student by name, strength, and need, so they graduate prepared for the future they choose. And that will guide the decisions that we make as best we can.
I'm curious just to know how has this evolved from where the school district was before? And then what are some of the details of this, you know, strategic outlook for the next few years?
Well, it's different because, first of all, the plan that I inherited was really not a strategic plan. It was the district's response to recovery plan that they had to develop during the pandemic. So in many ways, it's an apples and oranges comparison because, as you know, during the pandemic, districts had to do all kinds of things differently. And so some of the metrics and things that they were focusing on then are no longer relevant. So we really wanted to have a three-year plan that was focused on improving outcomes for students and not as focused on some of the things that we had to worry about during the pandemic. So I think that's the biggest difference. So for example, one of the goals is a strong start for every child. So we're developing a pre-K through third vision for how we ensure that our youngest learners are getting what they need. And then in between, it's, you know, all students making, you know, academic growth each year, students feeling safe and connected to their school. And then ultimately that students graduate empowered for whatever future they've chosen for themselves.
I appreciate the clarity on the pandemic and sort of how it's different, you know, now. And I've been thinking about it myself a lot. This idea of during the pandemic, you know, lots of daydreaming about what would life after the pandemic be like. And, you know, now that we're kind of getting back to normal here, what does life look like for the school district after the pandemic? I'm curious, how do you start that process of sort of trying to come up with a vision? Where do you start with something like that?
Well, I think that there's some things that have remained unchanged since the pandemic. The core mission of public schooling has not changed. It's that every child comes to school, is seen and supported to succeed, and graduates prepared for whatever future. That's always been the goal and the job. And so what we're just doing is sort of recommitting to that we want to make sure that we're supporting our students to be successful academically and socially, because the social component really became important, I think, during the pandemic when there was so much isolation. And one of the things that's been great about this school year and all my school visits are people feeling, you know, principals and staff telling me it just feels good this year, you know, students and staff feeling like this is more familiar. I don't like to use the term normal so much anymore. It feels more familiar. It feels good. And so, you know, I think that we're making progress, but our core commitment to our core mission of educating children remains unchanged.
Obviously, this is not a reflection of every single teacher or staff member in the district, but after the kickoff event, there was, you know, I saw quite a bit of criticism toward that event from school staff and teachers on social media. Just frankly, they were upset because a lot of them were saying, well, I'd rather have that time in my classroom to get prepared. I'm just curious to know what your thoughts are on folks who maybe didn't think that the kickoff event was the best use of their time or district resources.
Well, we didn't use district resources, just so you know. So okay, we good. Got donations for that. So the rental fee, everything that staff received, you know, we didn't have to use the general fund for that. That was really, and that's why we couldn't do some of the things we wanted to do that people were most frustrated with. So we couldn't afford video screens. We couldn't afford a better sound system. And that was one of the biggest frustrations I heard from people. They're like, we couldn't see or hear you. It was so frustrating. You know, we wanted to hear that. You know, I knew doing something at this scale in a district where they had never done anything like this before, that there were going to be logistical challenges. You can't do something at this scale with limited resources that we have and not think that there's going to be some issues. And so we got some really good feedback from people on what we want to do differently next year. And first of all, is we're going to start planning for next year this year so that we can secure a better location, you know, make sure that, you know, staff can see and hear. We also want to do it probably in October so that it does, so people don't feel sort of the rush of the start of school. And so that our we had non-contract employees who, you know, couldn't be there. We want everyone to be able to be there. So we're looking at making some significant improvements for next year. And I will tell you that I still believe it was important to bring us all together. And I read plenty and responded to plenty of the criticism as well. But I will tell you that the appreciation that I received from staff far outweighed the criticism. They appreciated bringing everyone together and setting the tone for the year and being really, really clear in what our strategic plan is and where we're headed. And they loved seeing each other. You know, one theme that I heard was, God, it was so great to see so-and-so. We worked together 20 years ago and I never see them anymore because they're at this other school. And so next year we want to build in some more like structured socializing time so that people can really, you know, see one another again, because, you know, we're 6,600 square mile district. And so, you know, we're pretty spread out. And really at the end of the day, this was true before the pandemic, but the pandemic made it more true. There's power in personal connection, and people, you know, are really craving that given what we've all been through over the last few years. So I'm excited to apply the lessons learned from this year to make next year's event a really, really great one.
You know, you mentioned earlier just, you know, trying to do something large at scale with limited resources. You know, that tends to be kind of a theme, at least as long as I've been here in the region, with the school district and the way education works. Now, I know the legislature just passed a historic education budget. So I'm just curious, where are we with teacher raises and negotiations on that? What can teachers expect in terms of pay raises?
Well, we're in active negotiations right now, and our teams are working really hard. We're all committed to getting to yes, but I can't comment further at this point.
Can you say at all like a timeline or anything where people might be able to at least hear something?
No, I can't, because I don't control negotiations. You know, the very nature of negotiations is they take as long as they need to. But what I think is important to remind folks is that whatever is agreed to will be retroactive. So the fact that negotiations are, you know, going on perhaps longer than people, you know, would like, myself included, doesn't mean that staff is losing out on any compensation.
Got it. That's an important distinction. And then last question for me, again, thank you for the time. I'm just curious, it's kind of a two-part question, but, you know, the Washoe County School District is a very unique district. You know, I'm sure it's very unique compared to, you know, where you've previously worked. I'm just curious to know, what do you see as some of the bigger challenges facing the district? And then what do you see as sort of the solutions to help fix those issues?
Well, I think that, state funding is certainly a challenge. And it is true that the legislature passed, you know, historic education budget this year, for which we are definitely grateful. And I think it's important to note that that's a down payment on what needs to be an ongoing investment. Unfortunately, this state budget does not make up for decades of underfunding. So I don't think anybody should feel that the job is done. And we now have all the adequate funding that we need. So I think that's important. The funding piece is very, very real, especially in a place like Washoe County, where the cost of living continues to rise. We know that we have to look at issues of compensation seriously. And so I think that is one of the bigger challenges that all of us in the state of Nevada face. I think maybe more unique, but not entirely unique to Washoe County, is you know, we are, as I said, you know, 6,600 square miles. We're pretty spread out. So I think it's important that we build systems that create, you know, reliability in service and support, regardless of what school a staff or student is at. And so building those systems, I think is an opportunity. It's a challenge, but it's also a huge opportunity. And the takeaway that I've shared with people since I, you know, arrived last year is we've got extraordinary professionals working in this district. And my job as the superintendent is to help build systems that are equally extraordinary and worthy of the staff that show up each and every day to do their best. And so that's what we're really focused on right now, is how do we put those systems in place for the district to function, you know, reliably, efficiently, effectively, and so that every employee feels supported and every student feels supported and succeeds. And so I think there's, you know, I say it all the time, you know, while our challenges are real, the opportunities for greatness, I think, are just tremendous. And so I say constantly, you know, we are a district on the rise. And I believe that. I am really, really humbled and inspired when I walk into our schools and our classrooms and see the extraordinary work that our people are doing for children and families. And so we just need to build a system that better supports them in doing that great work.
We're all rooting for you as a community. You know, the stronger school district is good for everybody. So
yes, that is a fact, Noah.
So Dr. Enfield, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Happy to do it. I appreciate you taking the time.